Leviticus, chapter 24. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Command the sons of Israel, that they bring to you pure olive oil beaten for the light, to cause a lamp to burn continually. Outside the veil of the testimony, in the tent of meeting, Aaron will keep it in order from evening to morning before Yahweh continually, it will be a statute forever throughout your generations. He will keep in order the lamps on the pure lampstand before Yahweh continually. And you will take fine flour, and bake 12 cakes of it, 2/10 parts of an ephah will be in one cake. And you will set them in 2 rows, 6 on a row, on the pure table before Yahweh. And you will put pure frankincense on each row, that it may be to the bread for a memorial, even an offering made by fire to Yahweh. Every Sabbath day he will set it in order before Yahweh continually, it is on the behalf of the sons of Israel, an everlasting covenant. And it will be for Aaron and his sons, and they will eat it in a holy place, for it is most holy to him of the offerings of Yahweh made by fire by a perpetual statute. And a son of a woman of Israel, who was also a son of a man of Egypt, went out among the sons of Israel, and the son of the Israeli woman and a man of Israel strove together in the camp. And the son of the Israeli woman blasphemed the name, and cursed, and they brought him to Moses. And his mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Dibri, of the tribe of Dan. And they put him in ward, that it might be declared to them according to the mouth of Yahweh, and Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Bring forth him who has cursed outside the camp, and let all who heard him lay their hands on his head, and let all the congregation stone him. And you will speak to the sons of Israel, saying, Any man who curses his God will bear his sin. And he who blasphemes the name of Yahweh, he will surely be put to death, all the congregation will certainly stone him, as well the sojourner, as the home-born, when he blasphemes the name of Yahweh, will be put to death. And a man who strikes any soul of man, will surely be put to death. And he who strikes the soul of a beast will make it good, soul for soul. And if a man causes a blemish in his associate, as he has done, so it will be done to him. Breach for breach, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, as he has caused a blemish in man, so it will be rendered to him. And he who kills a beast will make it good, and he who kills man will be put to death. You will have one manner of law, as well for the sojourner, as for the home-born, for I am Yahweh your God. And Moses spoke to the sons of Israel, and they brought forth him who had cursed out of the camp, and stoned him with stones. And the sons of Israel did as Yahweh commanded Moses.